Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. My, the presence of the Lord is just in this place, and I'm just honored just to be here tonight with these great men of God. And I tell it wherever I go, people always ask me, who's your favorite singer? And I have to let them know the truth. Pastor Marvin Winans is just the most.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are and around the world. My name is Bishop Yolanda Taylor, the founder and owner of Building Our Children's Ministry website, bishopyolandataylor.com. We are based out of Texas. We cover the surrounding Texans. We are going 50 states throughout the United States. We are covering 30 states right now. In the name of God, we also perform weddings. Look us up on bishopyolandataylor.com on our website. Today is part three of The Power of a Woman. And today we're going to speak on the power of a praying wife. We are going to know that there is power in our prayer. There is power in our speaking. There is power in our actions. There is power in the tongue. A lot of people don't understand this. What you speak, you can bring to existence. So speak your life as it shall be. A lot of us pray, God, I want this. This is what I want. When you pray, be mindful of how you pray, what you praying for, and why you're praying. Because God answers all prayers. But speak your life as it is already in existence. If you speak it, it shall be yours. It shall be given to you in the name of God. Lord, thank you for allowing everyone that's listening today. Touch everyone's heart, everyone's mind. Give everyone an open mind, an open thought, open heart, Lord, to hear your word and hear the things that's going to be given to them, the information that's going to be given to them when they seek it and they're living and they're walking and they practice it, God. Lord, if anyone out here suffering any medical conditions, heal their body, Lord, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. I speak healing into your life in the name of Jesus. Abundantly unfolded conditions in your life will change. But we have to know that if we stand in prayer together, it shall work according to God's word in his will. Folks, there's a lot of killing, bullying, abuse going on in this world, Lord. Lord, heal those families that's suffering in pain of loss and grieving, God. Touch their heart, Lord. Give them directions. Guide their feet. Guide their mind. Alter their footsteps, Lord. There's a lot of bullying going around in the schools. You know, there's no little eyes and no big U's. But you have a lot of mean children that's bullying our other. God, give these kids the strength and the direction that they need, Jesus. Give them the door that you open to allow your children to know that they're all special. No one is bigger, no one is little. Part three, the power of a praying woman, wife, and a mother. But see, I will not stand by and watch my husband, my children, my family be weary, beaten down, or destroyed. In the name of God, I stay in prayer for my family because the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy through our family, through our children, through our husbands, through our moms. I will not sit idle while an invisible wall goes up between us. When you find that there's walls that's being built between you, your husband, your fiance, your children, and your family, immediately destroy that wall. Stand in prayer, two or three joined together. Lock and load, the morning, afternoon, and the evening. Teach your children how to pray. Have your kids pray over their food and pray over their breakfast, their lunch, and their dinner. Show them that the kingdom of God is true. The kingdom of God works if you work it, but you have to give that child that unconditional to work through the kingdom. It shall be yours. I will not allow confession or miscommunication, wrong attitude, and bad choices to enroar what we are trying to build together. Cation and wrong attitudes can cause anybody to go astray. Because if you do not communicate in a proper way, you don't get a proper answer. You assume, you guess, you wonder. When you are in marriage, you must sit down. You don't argue, fuss, nor fight. You must sit down, one, pray before you speak to each other. If y'all having up and down in y'all marriage, and you know, okay, I'm married right now, so Sally made me mad. So maybe you walk away, calm down, you get in prayer mode. Allow God to give you the words to speak to your wife or your husband in a proper manner without cussing, fighting, and trying to hurt each other. You do not have to kill, steal, you know, each other or tear each other down. You guys, if you're married, you must be in position to build each other up. You do not tear each other down. That's not of God. That's only of the devil. If you join hand in marriage or you engage to join hand in marriage, you have to stand tall through the ups and downs, the good, the bad, the turnarounds, and continue. No matter how good it may go today, you still pray today. Don't wait till it get bad and sour and things going all crazy to stop praying. No matter what's going on, no matter what storm you're developing in your marriage or your life, continue to pray. The storm shall pass. It's a test, a testimony. God, allow us to go through testimonies in order to help others that's in walked in our shoes or that's going through a change to hear our testimonies to be able to say, if she stood through that storm, I know I can stand through this storm no matter what brings my way. I got it because God said it's mine. God said I can endure. God said I can have it. It's mine. So I shall hold my head up and continue to pray in the name of Jesus, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So no matter what it seems like that's going on in your marriage, and it looks like tomorrow, today, you know, I'm a divorce. No, it can be worked out. Anything broke can be fixed if you guys are willing to fix it. But it takes two to fix, not one. You can't give up on yourself. Giving up on your marriage is like giving up on yourself because you're joined together as one. You're now unity as one. And a lot of times when we walk away, and then we think about it, well, I could have done this, I should have done that. And then now the kids are implicated in the storm. Now the kids are torn down because now I'm feeling like, did my mom and daddy get divorced because of me? Did my mom and daddy get divorced because of my actions or what I was doing? So no matter what you're going through in your life, make sure that you stay prayed up at all times because God can change all situations no matter what you're going through. But I would not tolerate hurt and unforgiveness leading us to divorce. So I will not allow anyone, anything, anybody, no matter the hurt that I endure in my marriage, I will not allow that to lead up to divorce. And I have to forgive. You know, God forgave me for my sins because I haven't always been perfect. But if God forgave me, you have to forgive your husband, your mate, your children, your mother, your sister, your father. No matter how bad they hurt you, you always be the bigger person. You hold your head up and you stand strong. And you allow God to move in your house in the name of God. You allow God to move and take over. Don't do God's job because you're not in position. You're not Jesus. There's only one God. So one thing we cannot do is take matters in our own hands sometimes. That's what people wind up doing. And then the marriage is destroyed. But how can you made a vow to death do us apart, for better or worse, for richer or poor. Stand on that belief. Go through marriage counseling. Figure out. See, the thing is, find out one thing you shouldn't do in a marriage is lose that spark. Don't lose that spark in your marriage. Keep the spark going. Because when you married, when you first married that man or that woman, there was a spark there that said, oh, I love him. I want him the rest of my life. Continue to have that spark going. Know why you married your husband or your wife and continue to live on that, because that is what brought you guys together. That spark, that love, that unconditional. But make sure you're equally yoked. Make sure y'all stand together in love. See, you can't be not equally yoked and you going one way, he going one way. You have to be equally yoked. Know that you have a woman, a wife, and a best friend. You get three in one, you got the best thing in the world. For real, people. Because, see, you have to know that we all fall short of glory sometimes, and we all make mistakes. Our God is a forgiving God. So you can't walk around with gorgeous hatred on your heart, no matter what a person done to you. Peace in within yourself, and you'll find peace in your life. Because if you don't have peace in your life, your life is going to be in turmoil. You're going to be going cuckoo, batty crazy. Always keep peace, no matter what. So, see, we can take a stand against any negativity, influence in our marriage relationship, and know that God has given us the authority in his name to back it up. In Jesus' name, you understand me? Because see, God give us that authority. Use your authority in the proper manner in the name of God, and your house should stay peaceful. You have a means to establish a hedge of protection around your marriage, because Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew 18:18. You have authority in the name of Jesus to stop evil and permit good. You can submit to God in prayer whatever controls your wife, your husband, your child, the alcoholism, the workaholism, the laziness, the depression, the infidelity, the abusive, the anxiety, the fear of failure, and pray for him or her to be released from it in the name of Jesus. I guarantee you, if you can pray it like that, speak it out like that, it shall be released in the name of Jesus. I love you guys. Part 4 will be coming next week. May you all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.